Hello and welcome to Radio EduTalk. This is David Noble in Dalgety Bay, and I'm delighted to welcome to the show this evening Kriya Sangster, who is a teacher of music. And over the next 25 minutes or so, we're going to be hearing about Kriya's undergraduate dissertation, when she investigated learning and teaching with technology in the music classroom. So welcome to EduTalk, Kriya.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
And could you just start off by giving listeners a kind of idea about who you are and kind of where you're based?
Yep, okay. First of all, thanks for having the show. It's a great honour to be talking here. I'm very actually early on in my career. I'm doing my probation year at the moment in Glasgow City Council, having a brilliant time and really enjoying what I'm doing. So before my probation year started, I studied the B.Ed. music course at the Royal Conservatoire of Scotland. So that was a four-year teacher training course, and I just recently graduated last June. And with my research project, this was part of my fourth-year dissertation, and this has kind of almost grown arms and legs, and I'm now presenting this research at conferences across Scotland. So recently at the Scottish Association for Music Education Conference and also the Scottish College for Educational Leadership. So it's been a good run on the research, and I'm happy to be sharing it with other colleagues in Scotland.
Okay, that's great. And where did your kind of interest in using technology come from, in particular within the music classroom?
There's been quite a few different strands. Initially, where it started from was my tutor advised me to pick a research area that I was really interested in. And there's a few different things, but what it always came back to was the use of technology in the classroom. And the first reason why I thought of this was because when I was a student teacher, this was part of my assessment, my ability to use technology in the classroom and be able to enhance the learning experience of my learners through the use of technology. So I wanted to turn this around and think about, first of all, why is it important that teachers use technology and what is the impact that it has on our learners? Because it's also something that is expected of all teachers. It's in the GCSE professional standards. It's now an expectation of all teachers to engage with technology within the classroom, not just in music, all across all subject areas. And then secondly, think about our learners and what they're engaged in. So we're a very, very digitalised society now. Pupils are very engaged with their phones, with social media, with gaming. So I now wanted to think about, okay, they're engaged with this aspect, but what is it that can enhance their learning, and how do they feel about technology and their learning experiences? Not only thinking about how they enjoy it, but also how it can impact their attainment, how it can impact what skills they're developing that they will use in the future. And this is very important now in our society, because the jobs, the workforce at the moment in Scotland, especially in the IT industry, they're going up every single year. And it's our responsibility as practitioners to develop the young workforce. So looking back at where I started my research project, it's looking at all these aspects and how I can best prepare my pupils for life after school, thinking about engaging them in their learning, thinking about what sort of skills they require for after school, how I can prepare them for work and life, how I can prepare them for further education.
And just before we kind of go into your research itself and maybe hear about your kind of methods, etc., can you tell us a little bit more about, you know, the actual specific tech that you've used or you've seen being used within the music classroom? I mean, I was reading in your dissertation about software like Pro Tools and Sibelius, but can you just say a bit more about, and GarageBand, which many of us all know well, particularly those that have worked with audio before, but can you just give us a flavour of some of these tools and how you and colleagues are using them presently?
Yep, so when I'm thinking about my research, I kind of categorise it with general technology and then music-specific technology. So looking at general technology, first of all, the smart board, it's they're in pretty much every classroom now, and teachers are engaging with them fully, which is brilliant because it's providing our pupils with visuals, particularly in music, with instruments. If I'm thinking about a harpsichord from the Baroque era, I'm allowing my pupils to see what a harpsichord looks like. And without the smart board and showing them these visuals, the pupils wouldn't be able to make these pictures in their head. They'd only be able to listen to what it sounds like. So the smart board provides the pupils with visuals and making links in their learning, particularly in music, when we don't have access to instruments in the classroom. And just engaging with the smart board, there's opportunities for active and collaborative learning through many resources on the smart board, but I like to use the virtual keyboard where the pupils can actually come up and touch the smart boards to play different notes. Now, I use this in broad general education and certificate level classes, so all the way from S1 to S6. And in broad general education, it's looking at where the notes are on the keyboard and what fingers we should be using to play each note. But then looking at, for certificate level classes, how we form chords and the different pitches of the notes, looking at different octaves. So the smart board is a great tool that we can use to just visualise our learning for the pupils for all ages. And one thing I did see when I was doing my research was the use of a Nintendo Wii in the classroom. Now, it sounds a bit bizarre, but it was brilliant. They were using an instrument of the orchestra Wii game, Nintendo Wii game, and the S1 pupils were standing at the front of the classroom and waving the Wii wand, and that was then leading the orchestra. And although they weren't necessarily playing the instruments, the fact that they were able to control the beat with their hand using technology, and the sound quality that was coming back through this Nintendo Wii was just so engaging and motivating and inspiring for the pupils, that that's a lesson that they'll always remember, and they'll always relate back to the instruments of the orchestra and think about that time where they led the orchestra with the Nintendo Wii remote. So they were two standout things that I've seen in my research. But then looking specifically at music-specific technologies, using computers for software programs like Sibelius and Pro Tools are invaluable in the music classroom. Looking at Sibelius, that's where you can input notes and create compositions. Now, if I didn't have access to Sibelius, I would have about 5 to 10 pupils per lesson queuing up on a piano, asking me to play their composition to them so they can hear what it sounds like. But with Sibelius, they've got more control and more responsibility over their own learning, because just at the click of a button, they can press play and they can hear their composition without me having to play it for them. So that the use of Sibelius just hands over responsibility to the pupils, and giving them that ownership over their learning is vital to music teachers. And then with Pro Tools, obviously the formation of the music technology course has been a big development for music teachers, and a lot of music teachers haven't actually been trained through their teacher education to use Pro Tools or to use GarageBand. So this has been a massive sort of movement in music education, that teachers are now required to be able to use these programs and use them effectively, so that we can now deliver effective lessons to our pupils and hand over that confidence to them, where they can then use these programs to gain a qualification at the end of the course.
Sounds great, Kriya. And moving on to your actual research itself then, can you just touch on briefly, you kind of mentioned at the top of the programme about your research question, but in particular, you know, the case study approach, your methods and how you went about gathering data, and I'm sure we'll then go on to hear a bit about your findings.
Yep, so the findings that I gathered from my research was, through the use of technology in the classroom, pupils were able to engage greater in the lessons and enjoy lessons which incorporated technology. Second of all, they mentioned the opportunities to promote autonomous learning, so learning independently, and thirdly, the opportunities to learn and apply skills required for future employment in a digitalised society. So these were the three main findings discussed not only by broad general education pupils, certificate level pupils, but also by teachers. And they just kind of discussed the ways in which these technologies can help support, so first of all, engagement, enjoyment and lessons. So with broad education, they were really enthusiastic about technology because they felt it was really relevant to their age group, and that they felt that they were more engaged in the lesson. For example, the interactive whiteboard, there was more sort of a pupil involvement, and the social environment of the classroom was much more positive because they were working together and coming up with answers to questions and being successful through the use of technology. And the opportunity to promote autonomous learning, now that was discussed by both broad general education and certificate level pupils. And it was this sort of ownership over their learning, that they like to use computers, for example, because they can work at a pace which suits them. So flipping this back to the teacher, if it's a teacher-led lesson, the pupils were highlighting that if the teacher's flipping through a PowerPoint, they might be going at a pace for the pupils which is either too fast or too slow. And what the pupils really valued about technology, so for in particular using their own devices or using computers, they were able to learn at a pace which suited their level of learning and their previous learning. But it was also highlighted by pupils that although this opportunity to promote autonomous learning was very evident, it's ensuring that teachers are still there to scaffold their learning when needed. So if they're using computers, teachers are then not sitting idly and using that technology to replace learning. They are using it to supplement learning. So not only the content of their learning that they need to research about, but also the skills that they're learning. There might be pupils within the classroom that have never used a computer before, or they've just been using tablets and they're much more used to swiping. So it's really important that teachers are there to scaffold the learning, and pupils highlighted this in the questionnaires that are conducted with them. And thirdly, opportunities to learn and apply skills for future employment. This was discussed mainly by my certificate level pupils, obviously because they're at a stage in their life where they're thinking about further education, or they're thinking about apprenticeships, or they're thinking about going into the workforce. And they valued opportunities to not only learn about different ways to use technology, but then applying them to new situations, because they were then identifying that if they go into a job, they will be expected to work with technology, even if it's just sending an email, if it's sending an attachment, if it's sending a document through to another colleague. They were valuing this opportunity in school to be able to use technology across a range of context, learning contexts, not only in music, but also within different subject areas.
And I'm just wondering, within your research study and also in terms of your practice as a probation teacher and working with colleagues, can you say, maybe give examples of where the interactive whiteboard is actually used cooperatively as opposed to just being a kind of web-connected projector? And also, I'm wondering what kind of specific skills you are seeing being developed by the certificate-level classes.
Okay, so first of all, interactive whiteboard. So that's obviously very different to the projector, because the interactive whiteboard is touch-sensitive and the projector is not. It's just very much look at the board and follow the slides. So examples that I use with the interactive whiteboard is just little, especially with broad general education classes, I use activities like for music literacy, I'll get them to come up and draw in some bar lines using the pens, or moving objects about on the board to put them into a correct order. So that's using their analysing skills, thinking why something is in the incorrect order and then rearranging this to put it back into the correct order. I mentioned before about the use of the online virtual keyboard, so being able to use the smart board to press the buttons of the interactive keyboard and create a sound out of this. And this, in terms of the skills that certificate level pupils are able to develop, firstly, looking at the technology side of things, being able to successfully create a document or a piece of work that uses technology, but then also being able to, I find this really important that they can then submit this to me. So what I have done in the past is use the GOES OneDrive system, and that's, I feel this is really important for certificate level pupils, because in my opinion, there are not, well, handing paper to an employer or to a colleague, that's not done so much now. It's more through email and through file sharing online and through emails. So I think that the importance of being able to share their files through OneDrive or through attachments through OneDrive is really important that to develop with them, and that they can, and they know how to do this and share their files through this. Looking at the other skills that technology develops, so research skills, important research skills, knowing how to find information and how to, where to look it up, and then how to analyse and present it using different programs, so using PowerPoint, using Microsoft Word, using Excel, so these different programs that you can use, and how to gather information and then sort it so that it's thorough, using that. And also just important skills like communication and teamwork and the ability to delegate tasks with each other, particularly research tasks, so that everyone is contributing to be part of a team with technology research tasks.
And I noticed in your dissertation, Kriya, you mentioned, you know, you quoted the likes of the inspectorate about the need for teachers to engage, inspire, and of course raise attainment or close the so-called attainment gap. So you've kind of touched on some local evidence that that can be done through tech and music. I'm just wondering, you know, having concluded your dissertation now, you know, what things do you think need to change at local, national level, maybe in terms of CPD or supporting maybe what goes on in music ed and primaries? You know, can you give us some kind of steer?
Yeah. Okay, so as I said at the start of the show, I think for me, coming out as a professional teacher, as a music teacher, I have been trained how to use technology effectively, both general technology and music specific. However, the music technology course is very new, so even teachers about 5 or 6 years ago who qualified might not have the experience or the training that is required to successfully deliver a music technology course. Using GarageBand, using Pro Tools, and even just setting up equipment like microphones and recording software, that is very specialised knowledge that all music teachers require, and music teachers do not qualify as music technology teachers as well. So it's really important that if teachers do not feel confident, that there is a range of CPD offered to them to increase this confidence, particularly if we are expected to deliver courses at National 5 and higher level to our young people. They need to be reassured that we can use the technology confidently and ensure them that this is the way to do it, and be very, very like self-assured in the way that we are delivering the courses. And that requires very, very detailed CPD and support for all teachers in Scottish education, because that is vital for a successful delivery of the technology course. And looking at primary schools, again, this CPD is required, because I think music education in primary school is varied. I think some pupils get a lot of it and some pupils don't don't get very much of it. So even just engaging or showing primary teachers how we can engage with technology, if there isn't access to instruments, they can then at least access technologies which can introduce them to recording, to making loops on GarageBand, to creating sounds, to recording audio, to editing audio, and that's then exposing them to different learning contexts in the primary school, which they can then take on to secondary school, because there are pupils that are entering National 4, National 5 with technology that have never looked at GarageBand before because the curriculum hasn't offered it at a prior stage. So it's just really important for teachers, both in the secondary and the primary sector, to be using this technology through lessons and music, and as much as possible in the primary school, to ensure that we're just supporting these skills in music.
Now, kind of moving away from the kind of topic for a moment, you know, we have many many guests on Radio EduTalk who talk about this kind of practitioner research or sort of various other terms for it as well. Could you give us some advice then, having gone through this and kind of one cycle, and I know you kind of talk in the dissertation about possibilities for master's research and for further research, but having gone through the experience and bearing in mind that your colleagues, some like myself, long in the tooth, also within the GTC standards there's an expectation to engage in practitioner research, what kind of advice would you give for somebody, say, setting out in a research project now?
Okay, for setting out a research project, I think the first point of advice I would say is choose a topic which you are really passionate about and something that can really make a difference to your practice. So, for example, taking maybe a class or a year group or a certain challenging aspect that you might face and thinking about how you can then research that to impact on your practice. So that was, for me, looking at practitioner inquiry, thinking about something that can improve the quality of my learning and teaching. And reflecting on my own research, I've noticed the impact that this research has had on my own practice. And when you're conducting research, make sure that your expectations of what you want to find out are manageable. So at the start of my research project, I wanted to find out how it impacted motivation and attainment. But for me, just to try and narrow it down and focus on one bit of information that you can really explore in detail, and then that in itself produces opportunities to then expand on different research projects in the future. And as well, once completing the inquiry, and make sure that you share this research with your colleagues through, I'm a big fan of Twitter, tweet about your inquiry, get involved in conferences and share this research so that your research is having an impact on other practitioners within the country, which can then ultimately impact all of our learners and improve their learning experiences.
And just finally, Kriya, where would you recommend that people go to for further information in this area, both in terms of, you know, maybe if they want to get in touch with you online to talk further about things you've spoken about this evening, or, you know, what kind of networks, what kind of conferences and organisations have an effect on you and you would recommend?
Yeah, so, I mean, you can get me on Twitter, it's csangster3. I'm obviously a probationer for Glasgow City Council, and I think that the Glasgow Leaders of Learning share a lot of useful information, links to the Education Scotland website, and also just reading about different viewpoints from different writers. So I quite liked David Buckingham's articles. I thought that he was very forward and to the point about the reality of the learning and teaching environment in schools at the moment and how it needs to change to be more challenging and use technology in the classroom to make it more challenging for our pupils. So, using Twitter, looking at pages, Education Scotland initiatives, how good is our school, documents are very good as well, and just initiatives like developing young workforce and looking at digital literacy skills that are required for that.
Kia, thank you so much for giving up your time this evening to appear on Radio EduTalk. As somebody who's not a specialist in any way in music curriculum, I have still found it very fascinating. It's been great to hear you speak with such passion, both about technology and also about the research you've engaged in. So best wishes for the future as you move into the next stage of your career, and we hope to invite you back on EduTalk again in the future.